So this is the Pacific Clinic Safety Plan for Suicide Prevention. Let's look at the different sections for what is to be included in a safety plan. So step one, these are where the client's gonna put their triggers or warning signs that maybe they're starting not to feel so great, that a suicide crisis might be developing. Step two, things that they can do differently when they're feeling a crisis coming on. These could be coping skills, they could be distraction behaviors as well. Step three, ways to reduce their access to lethal means. Step four, identifying people who I can ask for help and assistance. So these are people in the person's life and they would want to put their phone numbers because if for some reason their cell phone was lost, they would need to be able to know the number to dial them. Things to my support people can do to help me is in the step four section. And this is key because not everybody in the section is going to help the client in the same way. Some might lend a, be a good listener and lend an ear. Another might just be somebody who's comforting for them to hang out with, like an uncle or something like that, that shares the same taste in TV shows. Making this specific to the client. Step five, professionals or agencies that they can contact during a crisis. And so this is a good time to review the after hours procedures for Pacific Clinics, that you can put your work cell phone here, but that after 5 o'clock, you wouldn't be answering unless you were on call. You'll notice here that we've got the suicide prevention lifeline phone number. You want to have the client enter that phone number into their cell phone during the session and not wait until later. Do it right then and there. And also, some of our clients may prefer texting. So we have this crisis text number that they can use, and it works really well. And even if they forget to text the word home to 741741, I believe it still works. And step six, you're going to work with them to help them identify several things that are really important to them and that make life worth living. Sometimes these are pets. It could be a sibling or a grandmother or another loved one. If somebody's really depressed, they might have a hard time with that. So that might take some time to get through that section.